welcome to another edition of BJ Shea's Board Game Alliance. I am not Joey Dees, but I am Vicky B, a.k.a. And I lost it. La única verdadera.
I'm Fiona.
Hi, Kaden.
Hi, Kaden.
Oh, man. And with me, we have Josh Utley of the Omega Gamers.
Hey, how's it going?
And Sean Epperson from Thing 12 Games.
I think. Hey.
Sorry, I got real excited that I thought of this Google cheat here. Josh, while I revel in my quote-unquote victory, what's our contact info?
Just go to bjgeeknation.com for all the podcasts, blogs, interviews, videos, links, and more. You can also search for BJ Geek Nation on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, radio.com, and as always, iTunes.
And today we have a really awesome episode because we have been gone for a little bit, and we did want to talk about how we did in the Mox Gauntlet. That is the reason why we didn't have a podcast, because on our regular recording day, we were not recording. We were competing.
Well, real quick, some folks may want to know, what was your... what was your nickname there this time?
Because it's the one
less bilingual folks.
The only true hostess, la única verdadera anfitriona. Anyways, that doesn't count.
We count everything.
No, you don't. You can't count. What are you talking about? Anywho, yes.
I have fingers. Sean has toes.
That's gross. Anywho, but Mox Gauntlet was a huge success. The entire organization, we raised over $100,000 for El Centro de la Raza, which was awesome. Lila and the Engage team put on another amazing event. I cannot wait till next year. The food was incredible.
The food was amazing.
They outdid themselves with food and all the other fun stuff.
I love barbecue.
Yeah, it was barbecue. We got sausage from Uli Sausage. Oh, delicious, man. They made, like, it was all carnival circus theme, and it was just so much fun. I can't wait to see what they come up with next year. What place did we get, guys?
We got just 10th.
10th out of
16.
Yeah. Maybe so it sounds.
We're not the worst.
We're not the worst.
Sean is the worst. I mean, we're not the worst.
How did you guys do in your games? We did play, the first game was Parade, and we did two rounds of that, because it's a relatively quick game for the most part.
Yeah.
How did you guys do?
I got third by 1 point.
Okay, how'd you do in both rounds, though?
First round, I scored 11.
Okay, so for Parade, the least amount of points you have, the better.
Yeah, and I think I came in second that game. Oof. And then the second round, I had like 29 points or something. It was not as good.
How about you, Sean?
I came in second place.
Okay.
And I had I missed first place by 1 point. Oof. In game one. In game two, I kind of got wrecked. So overall, I came in second place, but still.
I came in third place because the first game, I got wrecked so hard. I got like 40-some points. That's a ridiculous amount, because the cool thing in the game is if you have the most of one color, you don't add up the amounts on those cards. You just flip them over and add them each as 1 point. I had one or two cards short of each color, so everyone else got those nice little advantages. I got screwed. Second game, I came in first with 7 points.
Nice.
Which is almost nothing, and I still got third.
My second game, I probably would have at least come in second, but I gambled on, okay, I'm going to put down these two black cards. That'll give me the most. Nobody else is going to put down two black cards. A person who already had two black cards put down two, giving me 4-3 and giving me 5 extra points I didn't want.
Wait, did you guys count them? Like, if you guys tied in the amount of black cards or whatever, did you guys both get the points or neither?
Yeah, when there was a tie.
When there's a tie,
but
you both got the points.
He went one up on me.
Gotcha.
By putting down two cards and it just didn't work out. I gambled. No. I lost.
Nope. I was lucky because I think for the last one, when you put your two last cards down, I think I had 0 and 1.
And Amber came in second place, too.
Yes, so we did pretty good. How'd you guys do in photosynthesis?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Amber came in first place.
Yeah.
I came in, if there was a fifth, they probably would have relegated me there. I had 40-something points, and I think the next lowest score was 60-something.
Oof.
I was around the same place. I got paired up with these guys that were just on point, man. They were just next-level players and just crushed me.
Well, I had trained a little bit for this this event, but because BJ had to fly back home for a funeral, I was because I am the captain slash alternate, I stepped in for him. However, I did not practice photosynthesis enough, and when I did, I did not do it properly. We were playing incorrectly. So when we are at the last turn, and I'm planting like, woo, we still got plenty of time left. I'm going to start planting more seeds and putting money towards this instead of other stuff. And I noticed one guy made like a noise, and I'm like, oh, crap, this is the last round, isn't it? Because like, he's like, interesting. And I'm like, everyone else is harvesting. I'm like, oh, crap. And we had been playing incorrectly when we had practiced this entire time. Amber still came in first, so that's fine.
I played incorrectly, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I played by the rules. I just didn't do anything that strategically helped me.
Fair. Well, the thing with photosynthesis is that you go, like, everyone goes around once, and you can, let's say, you do something in one spot with your tree. Whether it's put the seed down, you, like, grow the tree or harvest it, you cannot do anything else that turn, even if you have the sunshine points.
In that spot.
In that spot. The way we had been playing it is, like, we would all go and we wouldn't have to use up all our money. But before the end of the round, if everyone else had gone their turn and you still had money, you wanted to play that turn before the sun moves, well, you could. At least that's what we thought.
Eesh. Yeah, we did that wrong.
Yes, we did it wrong. So the game when we play took forever. So I'm like, I have plenty of time. I'm going to do this move and this move and this. No. We did pretty well in trivia. I think we got, 16 out of 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we hit second place in trivia, or at least tied with a group that won last year. So
And, like, some of the questions, like, we just pulled out of our butts, and we did really well.
I prefer to think of us, as my cousin once did, we are detectives, therefore we are Batman. Jesus. Right?
Sure.
That's a thing, not a stretch.
No, not at all. No, the trivia was a lot of fun. It was all circus and, you know, kind of themed. So there's just some that it was random how I even knew. It's like my favorite question. I told my coworker, because he listens to this band. It's like, what, you know, pop punk or whatever punk band from the 80s is named after a famous clown? And it was Pennywise. And only because he would not
was
stop
Pennywise.
He does not stop talking about this band. So I came up to him the next week. I'm like, thank you for loving the music you do. But again, it was so much fun. I'm so glad we got to participate. We had a good time. But one day, we will have that gauntlet.
I do like on the trivia, the only board game question we got wrong.
Yeah, right? The one.
No, yeah, there was just one. Oh, my goodness.
We tanked it.
It was cool. The last game that they had set up, the mystery one that you know, nobody ever knows about until the last minute, was actually a bunch of circus games, right? They were like...
Actual games.
Yeah.
Like
so
physical games.
One of them was shooting ducks on a rotating spindle, and you had to use a Nerf gun, and I owned that.
I had no idea you had that prowess. I don't want to give you any compliments, but oh my God. I'm sitting here, I'm like, God, just shoot already. And I didn't want to ruin your concentration, but in my head, I'm like, okay, he's taking this way too seriously. What is he doing? And then he gets it on the first try. I'm like,
yes. Nerf sharpshooter.
And we got we had to do, well, three of the four had to go out and play those games because you had to go to each of those together because there wasn't a whole lot of space. So you had to go as a team together to play one at a time. Otherwise, it would have just been a madhouse. And one person had to stay behind and do all the puzzles. And I give Josh a lot of credit because you got most of the puzzles done for us.
One of them, my brain just said, nope, you're done.
And the cool thing is we could split up. And once we got all the other points or all the little flaggy things for the other games, we all came together and started working on it. It was kind of fun because I've never seen word puzzles like this before. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's some pretty tricky ones. They weren't as bad as last year. Last year's were brutal.
It was nice because the guy who made the puzzles was there, and so he could see us struggling, so he kind of helped a little, like, hint. But I feel like everyone got it done that round. It was just, like, a nice, fun...
Yeah.
And I think that's, I love that. Like, a nice way to go about it.
Yeah, where everybody... They're possible. It's not an impossible thing. Mm-hmm. It's just about working together as a team and enjoying it.
See, I think that's awesome. So I cannot wait for next year, where I will probably be the captain again.
I can't wait for the theme. I may have known something, but unfortunately right now I cannot say.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know sounds fun.
Yay. Speaking of fun things, while we were there, we got to see one of our favorite people. Bebo was hanging out and doing a lot of stuff for the gauntlet, and we actually have her on the phone right now. So how are you doing, Bebo?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. It's another beautiful Seattle morning. Anyways, so for those who have never heard of the Evergreen Tabletop Expo, what can you tell us about?
So Evergreen Tabletop Expo is a small local convention that is specifically designed to help game designers, whether they want to learn about game design, whether they want to get feedback on their current designs that they're looking to get published, and even help them get published. And then also a bunch of really awesome events like X-Wing, Destiny, L5R, and Keyforge tournaments with the assistance of Cascade Games and, of course, Fantasy Flight Games.
And this year, the venue is DigiPen Institute of Technology in Redmond, which is, it sounds awesome. I've always heard really good things about DigiPen. I had a few friends go there. What can you tell us about anything special going on this year as opposed to previous years?
So for me, the coolest two things that are going on are perhaps the publisher meet and greet, in which there's going to be Alderac Games, Slugfest, Junk Spirit, Green Ronin, Lynn Vander, Privateer Press, Fireable Games, Catalyst. There's an ongoing list of a bunch of different board game publishers that are going to be there to meet up with people, but also the Lucy Awards, in Ooh. Which people will submit their currently unpublished board games, and we will have a panel of judges who will then help give feedback to these games and, of course, help pair them with publishers.
Yeah, our own Sean Epperson won the People's Choice Awards at the Lucy Awards.
Yeah, same year that our good friend Joseph won it for Fantastic Factories.
Ah,
oh, what nice. Game? What game? Or which one of your games won?
Mine was Click Click Boom.
Ooh,
one player's choice, and Joseph won it for Fantastic Factories.
Yay! That's super awesome. This sounds like a really great time. But if you're just like a regular old, you know, schmo that just wants to go hang out, can that happen too?
Yeah, please come and play in our open gaming areas. There's a bunch of that going on. Of course, there are tons of panels with people who are going to be experts in gaming who are going to be giving speeches on a wide variety of topics. Like it's pretty big, and I feel like the real benefit here is just the wealth of knowledge available to people who are interested in gaming. And if you just want to hang out, like, I'll be there taking pictures, teaching games, whatever you need, come bug me.
This is by far one of the most inviting cons that I ever had the pleasure to go to. This is, in fact, where I first met Bebo.
Really?
And it's also where we first met Spencer of Late Night Tabletop.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is the con that brings everyone together.
It has been.
And I'm seeing here that you can also donate games.
Yes, you can donate games, and we'll be doing... Oh, I forgot about this. We'll also be doing a giveaway where if you play a game, you then are entered to win the game.
Oh.
And we'll be doing a large giveaway from a number of our various sponsors who have been kind enough to donate games for people to take and win.
And you guys
play and win.
It looks like you guys have a lot of cool raffle items as well. A lot of stuff going on, and I'm guessing all ages, correct?
Yes, all ages. I believe that I will be dragging my 9-year-old daughter there to play with me, too.
Well, since we have you here, I do have a quick question. I do have a lot of nieces and nephews, and I want to get them to gaming. Do you have any suggestions on games for the younger ones?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm very passionate about this subject. I'm actually currently at another convention teaching board games to young kids. I think that my favorite ones right now for younger kids is Spookies, which is a little like, this is for young kids. It says it's 8 to 99, but my daughter has been playing it since she was 4, from Hobbit Games, and King Domino from Blue Orange Games, and Spyfall, which is kind of for a little bit older. I'm not sure how old your nieces and nephews are.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a really fun social game that is as fun for the adults as it is for the kids.
See, that's really awesome. And again, thank you so much for joining us. If you guys have never been to ETX or Evergreen Tabletop Expo, this year is going to be at DigiPen Institute of Technology going on June 1st and 2nd. Definitely check it out.
There's some pretty cool judges that are going to be presiding over the game awards that are going on.
Ooh.
So, Bebo, do you want to mention who all is going to be judging?
Yeah, so there's going to be Victoria Khanna. There's going to be myself, of course. There's going to be Emma Larkins. Oh, gosh. I don't have the full list in front of me. I'm the worst. I feel super bad because there's like 8 of them.
I know Emma recently had kind of a big kudos for her. She's going to be joining the Ludology podcast.
Yes. Oh, really? She is. Yeah. We were just talking about that at the Gauntlet, where I actually got to join with her, and we got to commentate on the Gauntlet event at Mox Boarding House, which was so much fun. And we talked a lot about her doing Ludology, and I'm actually going to be listening to the podcast on the way back home from Montana.
That's so awesome. You guys, definitely check it out. This is worth coming to just hang out. Bring the kids, hang out, play some games. Definitely check it out. And if you're wanting to learn more about getting into games, this is a really good place to do it. Make some friends. And I've never heard nothing but great things about DigiPen. So please definitely check it out. And you can get more information at etxwa.com.
We found the judge list by the power of the internets.
Thank you.
What is the internet?
So Stephanie Straw is going to be there. Stephanie Straw, Rob. Chris Klein. And he was a former winner, I believe. Paul Peterson. Mm-hmm. Who everybody should know who Paul Peterson is, and Smash. Let's see here, Tifa Robles. Robles, thank you.
Yeah, Tifa is super sweet. I love her. Anywho, any other fun things that you would recommend, maybe a first-time con-goer, first-time ETX con-goer, to definitely try to do while they're there?
I mean, there's a gigantic game library, so definitely get in there, find some people, and play some games, because that's what conventions are all about.
And if you're new to the world of board gaming, what is the one game you always recommend somebody try out first to get into board gaming? Because for me, I always, Guillotine was mine, I mean, Catan, yeah, but what was the other one? Oh my God, what am I, oh God, I'm totally blanking on the name, it has dice. There's the New York and the Japan. King of Tokyo.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Yes. Brain. I'm like, purple box monsters. But those are some of my favorite ones I tell people to check out if you want to get into board gaming. What is one or two that you love to recommend?
Currently, my favorite two as far as like party board games and getting people in that are not quite gamers yet are Just One.
Oh, yeah.
And Codenames.
Nice. Yep.
Just One is so fun.
Excellent picks.
Just One is such a fantastic game, and I bring it to play with my friend's parents all the time. I've played it with my grandparents. It's just one of those games that you can put out anywhere, and everyone's going to go, can I try that? And they really can just jump in for one round and then be on their way. And I think that it's just such a blast to have a game that people can drop in and out of and swap places in.
And play quite a few people, actually.
Yeah, I think it's 8.
Yeah, but I mean, you could play with any number, just give them pads of paper or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, we used a different board game that had words and dry erase boards, and we played with like 15, I think.
Oh my God.
Because the more people you add, the more likely you're going to run into clashes, and those clues get erased. So.
Oh God, that gets weird.
Yep.
I love it. Again, you guys, check out more information at etxwa.com. Thank you so much, Biba, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you can get more information on what is going on in Bebo's world at beboldgames.com, which is awesome. It's going to have all her social networks and all the fun stuff that she is doing currently. Moving on, what do we got going on, guys, this weekend?
Well,
what are we going to be doing?
This weekend is also Tabletop Day. International Tabletop Day.
Correction.
For those of you that don't know, a few years ago, Will Wheaton, mastermind of board games, and Geek & Sundry came up with Tabletop Day, and it's still going on.
I love that wouldn't that be awesome to make your own official holiday?
Yes. I've made several. I just don't talk about them.
They're not official, though.
Don't tell anybody.
Anywho, but what are we going to be doing to celebrate International Tabletop Day?
Well, we are going down to Zulu's Board Game Cafe in Bothell, Washington. Hi, Ethan. See, I said your name.
Yay. he listens and he gives us crap sometimes, so shut up, Ethan.
also, Flying Frog Games are going to be spending Tabletop Day down at Zulu's.
And those are a great group of guys. I love them so much.
Yeah, so you can come down. You can see us. I know for the first part of the day, we will be playing Heroes of Land, Air, and Sea, a full-on, full-board game of tons of minis and awesomeness. And guess what? It's 4X, and we're playing with BJ.
I'm not playing 4X with BJ. I will be there to hang out and take pictures and eat tasty food.
Oh, yeah, the food is so good.
I might,
it just gets better and better and better and better.
I need to find somebody else to hang out with, and we can play non-4X games.
We're only playing that one first. And we're going to play early.
Okay.
We're going to get that one done, and then it'll just be more standard fare games the rest of the day, hanging out.
And I should have all my games out of storage by then. I can pull out some of my games I haven't played in a while.
Because you got something, right?
I got something.
A big life change.
A big life change. I bought a house.
Yay.
I did an adult thing by myself. it's scary. But I have a...
Party of Vickies.
I know. I'm so excited. I get to pull out all my board games and I can start hosting board gaming nights again.
Nice.
Yay. I have like 2 or 3 giant tubs full of games, apparently, that I forgot about.
Nice.
So time to
play. We can come help you sort those.
Yes. And I might be giving away some games. So you know, maybe I'll go through some of the games I don't play anymore, like, or have no interest in playing anymore, and maybe we'll do a giveaway. This was from my own private collection.
Cool. Ooh,
that's been in storage for a year and a half.
Yeah.
do you know any other games that we're hoping of playing, or is it just going to be in the moment?
For the most part, a lot of in the moment. We know we've got a lot of new games in recently, and mainly this one's about hanging out for Tabletop Day, interacting. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid to come say hi to everybody. And like I said, Flying Frog's going to be there, and those games are so dynamic and so table presence.
They're so pretty, beautiful. And then they have the CDs for the music, and it's just perfect. But we are curious to hear what you guys are going to be doing for Tabletop Day. Feel free, shoot us messages, send us pictures, tag us. We want to see what's going on. We're going to definitely be posting everything on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. So definitely check out all the shenanigans we will be getting ourselves into that day. But what else we got going on, guys?
It's been a few weeks, as you mentioned earlier. We got to play a few games.
Don't die, Josh! Don't die!
Josh played the choking game.
Also known as Downfall by Tasty Mitchell Games.
What's Downfall about? Like, how does that, like, what is it?
Well, Downfall is a sci-fi. It's billed as a 4X game, but it feels far more area control, resource management.
Okay.
It's a new game, and it's interesting in that you get a set of command cards, essentially. Mm-hmm. And they have a main thing you can do or a lesser powerful other thing you can do. And there's 4 or 5 typical things like gather resources, recruit people, normal run-of-the-mill kind of stuff. But after you draft a card, now you can either put that card into your private reserve or you put it down on your discard pile and that's the card you're going to play. Then everybody plays their card simultaneously. Some people could be getting attacked, some people could be moving and just gathering stuff, and then you pass your hand of cards to the left.
Okay.
But every character has their own leader card. If you don't play your leader card, which is more powerful version of one of the actions you can do, you could be handing that off. But strategically, that's okay too, because if you get them to play it, you get a benefit when they play it.
Ooh.
So, you could be getting a far more powerful turn by not playing your card.
And how many times have you gotten to play this so far?
I only got to play the once.
Okay.
We did not get to finish the game only because it was our learning game. We were learning and playing, and we had some other engagements we had to get to. But I can't wait to play it again. It's BJ's. He got, the all-in beautiful extra expansions copy of... I did learn, though, because we were all playing very safe at first, just kind of this is my corner of the world, I'm gathering
just
my stuff.
Seeing what's going on.
But near the end, I'm like, screw it, and I just started attacking. And then the points started ranking in. I was like, I went like no points the whole game, and then I'm like 2, 3, 4, 5. I jumped up to second place in a turn and a half.
Oh, well, damn.
So
coming in from last place?
I'm not playing with Sean because he now knows to attack in this game.
I feel like that's what he would have done anyways.
Yeah, that's
pretty much.
But he would attack BJ, and then I get to take the points from elsewhere.
Interesting. What other games are you guys hoping to play?
I've been playing some older games. One specifically, it's a reprint of an older game by Z-Man called...
Condottieri.
Condottieri.
Yes, that is an Italian term.
Interesting.
We would like to take a moment to thank Google today for all their support and efforts in Google Translating.
Thank you!
This game is about controlling Italy. There's a small board of Italy, and it's broken up into multiple provinces. And it's a really simple game to play. You basically have a hand of cards that are 1 through 6 and 10. And each turn, each player is going, and it's random, Each player is going to play one card, and so you're determining the size of your army based on these numbers that you're playing. Mm-hmm. Now, you only get 10 cards total in your hand at the start of a round, and if a round ends for some reason, then you determine who has the most, the highest number. That person wins the battle. They get to place a cube out on this place in Italy, and you're trying to have either three that are adjacent to each other or five out on the board. Now, the thing is, as I said, you only get 10 cards in your hand. If a round ends early and you still have these fighters in your hand, you don't get new cards.
Oh.
So you're really encouraged to try and play, like, all of your forces, but that may not be the most strategic choice. You may want to, like, force an end early, because there's all these other cards allow you to manipulate how things play. So, like, let's say I play, I've got two tens. Like, that's the strongest card in the game. Well, there's another card called the bishop. And when you play the bishop, you remove all copies of the highest played card. So let's say I've got two tens, Josh has a ten, Vicky plays the bishop. Now all of our tens go away, which now suddenly that changes the outcome of the battle. Like, who's the strongest now? So there's a lot of push and pull and swing in this game. Super fun. And it plays in about 20 minutes because there's always someone winning.
Huh.
Nice. Super cool game. Oh, love it.
You found a game where you attack a lot.
Surprise, surprise.
Out of the gate, you're just attacking in each other's faces. I love it.
And I haven't really played too many games, but I did buy something at Mox while I was there.
Ah.
I bought, oh my goodness. I'm totally blanking on the name. It's the stained glass Azul?
Azul stained glass.
Yep, it's the second one.
Yeah.
A lot of people complain that this isn't as good as the first one, but I've only played the second one, and I really dug it when I played it at 4XCon.
I liked it better.
Really?
Honestly. Okay. It's a little more gamerly, a little more deep. I liked it better.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll let you know once I play the first one, but I'm like, hey, it's right here, and I really want this, and I think my mom would like playing this too, so... I'm excited to open that one because I've not even opened it.
I love how the pieces look like Jolly Ranchers.
Yes!
Everybody talked about how Azul pieces look like Starburst, and now these look like Jolly Ranchers. There's definitely a candy theme going on.
I think the next one will be Azul Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and I'm okay with that.
I was thinking Laffy Taffy, but I like yours better. but yeah, again, we're going to be hanging out at Zulu's. Please come hang out. Come say hi. Like, we want to just chill out with you guys and just have a good time.
Well, it's on the calendar. It is International Tabletop Day, so I feel like you have to.
Mm-hmm.
The banks are going to be closed. Probably not, but hey, do it anyway.
I feel like it's always closed when I try to go, so yeah, banks are closed.
Yep. It's now a federal holiday. Wink, wink.
Well, you guys, whatever you guys end up playing, please shoot us pictures, do all that stuff, because we want to see what you guys are playing, and we want more ideas for more games, especially now that I have space for more games in my house.
Yeah.
So we will be going to Vicky's house, where we will all play next. Nice.